Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
Let's talk about inside a building at Funan. And there is a neighborhood, what's called the Neighborhood Program, Neighborhood Project. Augustine Au joins us right now, the center manager of Funan, to talk a little bit more about this. Augustine, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Glenn.
How you doing?
I'm great. I'm at Junction in Funan.
Oh, nice. Good morning,
awesome.
Augustine.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So the project behind me is one of the projects I collaborated on with Brompton for this art festival.
Tell us, okay, first of all, give us a broad overview of what's happening with this neighborhood project.
How we conceptualize the neighborhood project is we wanted to bring brands and local artists coming together because Funan has always been set up as the creative intersection. So what we wanted it, we wanted a platform to bring these two groups of people coming together to come up with new experiences and new products. So that was the overarching strategy that we have because retail has gone through quite a bit of changes in a couple of years. So we thought that has been one of the platforms that's been able to engage the public in a more meaningful way.
So, I mean, I love the fact that, you know, you're intentionally seeking out. So I'm just curious, how are you integrating it into creating an experience such that, people are just not viewing it, but they're engaging with it?
One of the things that we have done, it's actually we worked with a company called Art Wall Street. So Art Wall Street is a company that works closely with place art in the retail mall. And what they do is they want people to engage with it, and it's in public spaces. It's not hidden away. It's in our main corridor, and when people walk past it, if they're keen in the art, they actually could purchase it, and they make art very affordable for the general masses. So with more people buying art, I think the appreciation level increases, and with this, we see more people buying art, engaging with art in our properties. Yeah.
Thank you. We're talking with Augustine Au, the center manager of Funan. And we're going to bring on Aravind Sandran on the line, the director of Neighborhood. Good morning, Aravind. How are you?
Good morning, Aravind.
Hi, Glenn. Hi. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, great to have you with us. And Aravind, so tell us about Neighborhood.
Yeah, Neighborhood is a curatorial collective, and we focus on producing events, art events of public value. So Creative Unions is actually the title of this program. Mm. And Creative Unions were bringing together Funan tenants and Singaporean visual artists in really Singapore's first mall-wide art exhibition. There are over 10 brands participating and 20 artists in total, all collaborating on various formats, including limited edition products, intimate hands-on workshops, and in-store experiences.
That's so interesting, and how we just heard Augustine giving us a little bit of background as well, and how this is kind of meant to revitalize the retail space right now, which has taken such a hit over this past year. How do you see it engaging with members of the public who might be in Funan shopping or eating or whatever?
Yeah, for sure. So what we have done is to ensure that the wide spectrum of activations. So we have not just limited edition products that are available in store. It also is available on our digital platforms. And we also have one-to-one, very intimate sessions with artists. So they get face-to-face with the creation process as well and try their hand at creating something they could take away as well. We've also showcased some amazing work from artists and designers of various disciplines. And really going into a commercial sphere such as design, so people can really see art, not just appreciate art visually, but buy into it and start their collecting journey. And at the end of the day, we want them to live with it.
Wow, we're talking with Aravind Sandran, the director of Neighborhood, and Augustine Au, the center manager of Funan, about the new Creative Unions Multimedia Art Exhibition all through Funan Center.
So I'm just curious, you know, it's great that this is a starting point. What is your ultimate vision like?
I think for us, importantly, it's how we engage the consumers. As Glenn has shared, I think retail has changed quite a bit and it's taken quite a hit the last few years. I think both online and offline experiences, retail has changed quite a bit. Like even for online shopping, people are no longer about just browsing and just buying products. We have actually moved on to like social marketing where people go online to sell products. So it's no longer just browsing and buying, but also interacting with the consumers. So for offline shopping, it's pretty much the same thing. We are creating unique experiences for our shoppers. So through this event, we're able to engage them in meaningful experiences. What we did with a couple of tenants was like Butter Knife Vault. The artists actually went out to get experiences of the general public, what they felt during the whole pandemic, and they actually converted it to like different flavors of the ice cream. That has led to a lot of interaction between the brand and the consumers. And this actually drives sales. So we are not just bringing in cultures to buy things. We want consumers to experience what the mall and the tenants are able to provide in different manners. And this is one of the platforms that we are reaching out.
Yeah. Augustine, can you explain the work behind you that we're seeing on Facebook Live?
Just the work behind me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
Okay. That work is a collaboration between Jahan and Brompton. Brompton, as you know, it's a very big UK affordable bicycle brand we call Bodhi.
Yep.
So we conceptualized the idea actually about a year back. So what we did was we wanted to bring globalization to this brand. Jahan and Brompton both have very common goals of seeing Mother Nature. Okay, so the bike is actually termed There's No Planet B. So what he's trying to say, there's no alternative to Mother Earth. And what Brompton does is they encourage people to cycle the last mile transport all over the city. So they had a line interest in bringing about sustainability, which is why we took this opportunity to merge the Singapore Unweek and the collaboration that we have for the whole ongoing year. That is where we are right now. So it's very unique. It's a big brand partnering a local artist. Yeah.
No, absolutely. I think I'm sure that there are a lot of tenants who are also welcoming of this move. And yeah. I'm just also curious because, you know, if you look at the shopping mall of the future, the tenant mix needs to start shifting in order to make the whole shopping experience an engaging one. So what do you think is going to be the ideal tenant mix of the future?
The ideal tenant mix is more about bringing in tenants who is willing to bring about new experiences to consumers. I think overarching for the mall, we actually look at different tenants who are able to do that. For example, we're buying a futsal court, we're buying a rock climbing wall. But even for the small tenants like Bernina, actually they are a Swiss company who sells sewing machines. But what we did was we created workshops with them and we have the general public coming in to learn about how to use a sewing machine. So to the tenants, it's not about just selling the product, selling about the experience and the brand story itself. So with Bernina Space, actually a very flexible space. They are able to pivot their space to workshops. And during the COVID, we actually got little groups of people coming in to solve for cause, which Capitaland was running, I think, in last year's June. Yeah, so everyone came in to sew masks for underprivileged children. Yeah.
Very interesting.
So it's about tenants bringing about new experiences rather than curating a trade mixes. Yeah.
Augustine Au, the center manager of Funan, is on with us, as is Aravan Sandran, the director of Neighborhood, talking about Creative Unions, a new multimedia, multi-experience art exhibition all throughout Funan Center. Aravan, if I can just ask you, talk to us about how you chose the artists. And there are many different artists you mentioned. What was that like to go through and try to figure out who would take part in this Creative Unions exhibit?
Yeah, that was a pretty exciting process. So what we did was we shortlisted brands that have existing links to the creative scene in Singapore and thought of some conceptual possibilities of what could happen with those artists. We tried to understand their brand values, first of all, and then we sourced artists that best embody those brand values. And of course, with collaboration, it has to have a level of mutual respect and commitment as well. So it was a long process, but I think in the end, we found really brands with artists that best represented their narratives as well, and something unique to say themselves.
No, I think it's interesting. I mean, I'm just curious, what are some artists that really stood out for you?
Yeah, what have been sort of the favorites? Where are people congregating and looking? Are there some standout pieces?
For sure. I think Augustine previously mentioned the gelato shop. So Butter Knife Folk is the gelato shop on level 2, and we paired them with a graphic artist, Ida. And what she did was she crowdsourced stories of how people have enjoyed little moments of happiness during the pandemic. So stories like taking a walk at MacRitchie or, you know, a late night supper with friends. And she converted those experiences into 12 flavors, ice cream flavors. And it's one of our most comprehensive takeovers because it's bold and vibrant. She even sold face masks for the staff as well. Just to give an idea of some gelato flavors that have been popular, we have Misty Morning at Clementi Forest. We have Sunset on AYE. We also have a fish curry and prata flavor. So there are over 10 really unique flavors that have been pretty popular so far. Another one that I'd like to highlight that has been pretty unexpected is an artist called Bibwalda, and he has taken over two rooms on Funan's urban garden on level 7, and he has converted these two rooms into a celebration of the mushroom. So these are not the mushrooms that we are all familiar with. They are not shiitake or oyster mushrooms. They are so trippy. They look like they are from an alien planet. And it's going to blow your mind. So another thing I'd like to point out in this mushroom showcase is that everything in this showcase is made from mushrooms. So even the lighting is made from mushrooms as well, from a mushroom material called mycelium. So these two artist collaborations have been the highlight, I think.
I think you need to tell us, you know, how long is this going to be for?
Yeah. How long will the mushrooms last?
Yes.
So, interestingly enough, for the mushrooms, the showcase is going to last for 1 month during the program. But for the second room, we're actually going to continue nurturing, growing, cultivating these mushrooms for the next year.
Wow.
So hopefully within the next year, it will turn into like a nice mushroom jungle.
Augustine, did you want to jump in on the mushrooms?
Yeah, I love the mushrooms. It's something that we didn't expect it to be. I think important is when you have Funan, it's good to understand what is going on behind the art piece. Don't just look at the art piece because, I mean, the artist has spent a lot of effort curating these pieces for us. And with the story behind it, it's a whole new experience. So with people coming in to learn about the different art pieces in the different spaces, I think the dwell time in the mall is longer. Gives people more opportunity to shop and enjoy our retail mall. Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting. Augustine, how long is this whole show Creative Unions going to be on at Funan?
It's going to be for 1 month. We have a variety of activities that's going to take place in different spaces. I think for the last week, we had bands workshop in their stall where the consumers actually come in to design their own sneakers. Butter knife folk, the gelato is ongoing for the whole month, so keep a lookout for the flavors. Yeah, so we're gonna have sewing workshops at Bina coming up in the next week. Yeah.
Right.
Where can people find more information if they want to? Can they find it online?
Once you're at Funan, it's a centerpiece, it's a QR code, and just scan the code and you have a full list of activities. You'll find them on Facebook too. Yeah.
Thank
Excellent.
You. Wow. Fantastic. We'll look forward to going down to Funan and having a look at that. I want to go to that gelato shop as well. Augustine Au, Center Manager for Funan, and Aravan Sandran, Director of Neighborhood. Thanks so much for being with us on Weekend Mornings today.
Thank you both.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All the best.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.